Maseches Demai Perek Hey Mishnah Beis 5:2. This Mishnah is very similar to the previous Mishnah. Here we have a setup where you have again, let's say a loaf of bread, and this loaf of bread you want to redeem both the Truma Gedola and the Trumas Meiser in one fell swoop. Again, you don't have to do it this way, but it's almost like a magic trick. Here we're going about doing this fancy way of with one cut in the bread, being able to separate both the Truma Gedola and Trumas Meiser. The numbers work out roughly the same as the previous Mishnah, because the idea is that Truma Gedola is supposed to be taken first, and it's 2%. And then of what remains, you have to give 10% of 10%, which works out to being 0.98% of the loaf as Trumas Meiser. Again, because you had 100%, you take off 2, you left 98. 10% of that for Meiser Rishon was 9.8, and 10% of that 10% is 0.98%. percent of the loaf. So anyways, it comes out to being roughly, again, 3% of the whole loaf, which is Truma Gedola plus Trumas Meiser, and that goes to a Kohen. So if you hypothetically want to take, let's say it's a loaf of bread or whatever else is you're separating, your bushels of wheat or your, cups of wine or whatever the case may be, and you want to now separate in one fell swoop both the Truma Gedola and Trumas Meiser, how do you do it? Mishnah says, Harot lahafresh truma u trumas meiser. If you want to separate both your truma, meaning your truma gedola, and your trumas meiser, ka'achas, at one time, like with one cut of the knife on the bread, let's say. So then again, notol echem mishloshim v'shalosh u'shlish. You take 3%. It literally means one part out of 33 and a third. If you think of the fraction 1 over 33 and a third, and you multiply the top and the bottom by 3, you'll see it's 3 over 100, meaning 3%. So the Mishnah does it that way because in the time of Chazal, they didn't use decimal notation, and therefore they usually designated fractional parts as one part out of X. So it works out to being one part out of 33 and a third. In any case, the point is you take, again, you take 3% of the loaf at the edge. You designate that 3% by putting a scoring the bread, putting a line in the bread. And Va'omer, you say, 1% on the far side, of the scratch in the bread. That's going to be chulin, designated specifically as chulin. V'shar, the remaining 2% at the further edge of the bread, truma, al hakol. That will be the truma, meaning the truma gedola on the entire loaf. So that's your 2%, right? You have 3% set aside. 1% you say is specifically chulin, leaving 2%, which can be Truma Gedola. And then you're left with that 1% next to the scratch in the bread, which is going to be Dafka Chulin. And you now, Humea Chulin, Sheyeshkan, that 1%, which was designated as Chulin, Hareza Betzadze Maaser, you now make it to be Maaser, Ushar Maaser Samachlo, that's 1%. You need a total of 10%, so you need 9 more percent on the other side of the scratch in the bread will be also next to it and also be Meiser, Meiser Rishon. So now you've got a total of 10% of the loaf, Meiser Rishon, and you had that 1% on the far side of the scratch, which now you've identified. Ze Shasisi Meiser, that one that you made Meiser first, that 1%, Asli Trumas Meiser Alav, it now can be the Trumas Meiser for the Meiser, because remember, Trumas Meiser is a tenth of your tenth, and that's 1%, of course. So now you have on the scratch 2 plus 1 or 3, which is Truma Gedola plus Trumas Meiser, which goes to the Kohen. The next words of the Mishnah are probably correctly removed. Vashar Chala. The rest of it is Chala. It should not probably be there. Most yourself take it out. Let's leave it out for now. Just makes things much simpler. It doesn't change anything if you put it in, but it just takes a lot more explaining. So let's leave it out and say there's no Chala issue here. And therefore, you've got no issue with that at all. What you do have a problem still is we've done your Truma Gedola and your Meiser Rishon and your Trumas Meiser. We still have Meiser Sheni to settle up. And therefore, the Mishnah says, Meiser Sheni, as for the Meiser Sheni in that loaf of bread, or whatever kind of produce it is, you identify a particular place for it. Betzafon, let it be in the north. Obedromo, let it be in the south. Just designate some particular place. And then once you've done a Kriya Shem, designated the Meiser Sheni, Umuchulal al Hamaos, you redeem, deconsecrating the Kedush of the Meiser Sheni onto a coin. And then the remaining 97% of that loaf is yours for the eating. And again, that 3% you give to the Kohen is Truma Gedola and Trumas Meiser. And the coin gets taken to Jerusalem to buy foodstuffs over there with the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni.